You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we are coming to you live from Global Star Radio Network, and we're really pleased to be with you. We're also heard on TalkNetwork.com and a bunch of other affiliates. So we really appreciate all of you joining us, and we promise to have a great show for you today. We have one of my very good friends from the independent media, well-known public figure, Steve Quayle, who'll be joining us in just a moment. But I want to also remind everybody to make sure you join us tomorrow. We're going to have Bob Griswold on. And then Sunday night, we have a special show. We're going to be showing the food crisis that's coming in this country, where as many as 15% of the farmers right now doing business are going to be dropping out, and that's going to cause a whole host of problems in our food supply. So that's Sunday night. Anyway, I understand we have Steve Quayle, so we're really pleased to have him. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, you're welcome, Dave. And boy, what perilous times we live in. There's not a day, actually we can't even say that, there's not an hour that goes by that things don't become more perilous, more precarious, and more in our face, that there are the most powerful forces, I believe, in the history of the world moving now to move against mankind. So, you know, one of the things, Dave, that's fascinating is Mein Kampf, written by Adolf Hitler almost 70 years ago, was basically a bestseller now and is sold out in Europe. And probably what most people need to understand about that is it was kept in the dark until this appropriate moment. And so as you see occultism rising throughout the world, understand that the occult nature of the Third Reich and will be of the Fourth Reich is going to be unparalleled destruction of human beings on planet Earth. The Bible makes it clear that pretty close to half the world's population will disappear before the time that Jesus returns physically to Earth. So the point is that we're in a unusual, I'd say, Dave, expression of headlines. If you look at my website, stevequayle.com, I just felt so prompted to put up a new Hitler Rising link with all the stories. And, Dave, aren't you even surprised, as all the stuff you do to research the articles you write, at just how Hitler is dominating the headlines worldwide?
You know, I'm not surprised, Steve. It's caught me off guard, but I'm not surprised, because when people are desperate, like they were after World War I and the collapse of the German economy, people turn to extremism to solve their problems. And this is what I think is coming out of Germany and Europe, and it's going to spread like wildfire through this country, in my opinion.
Well, I think it goes beyond that, Dave, and just because I've done so much research on the background of Adolf Hitler, his ties to the Golden Dawn, the Rosicrucianism, all of the secret societies, the Vrils, V-R-I-L society, all of the people that influenced Adolf Hitler and his key henchmen were deep into the cult, holding seances, having actual statements on the record that they have met with the Prince of Hell, they have met with the King of the World. They believed in a super race, and now you see, obviously, technology and what I call the techno-decadent society. Techno-decadence I would basically describe as technology becoming more and more decadent and more deadly. By the way, that's a term I quoted coined about 20 years ago. So now we've got a case where probably one of the most evil men ever identified has come into such preeminence and prominence, and I don't think you can understand the rise of the Final Reich until you understand that throughout the world, people are encountering supernatural run-ins with beings and entities that pretty much were written about in the woodcuts of the Dark Ages into the Middle Ages. And what's more important is that we're seeing now many of the same, if you will, expressions of hedonism, and slaughter taking place. Most people don't know this, but Adolf Hitler made sure that in the records that were actual Nazi records, that his two favorite ways of death were pretty much hanging. I'm not talking about the gas chambers. Now I'm talking about hanging, as he did the Soviet partisans, and also beheading with guillotines. So it's recorded that Hitler beheaded 16,500 people. Now, it's fascinating, isn't it, that the same spirit of the age that was so present in the Third Reich, the same spirit that basically had all the secret societies of those days are exploding on the scene nowadays. It's said that pretty much outside of the outsiders, Hollywood is 90% given over to Satanism and the occult. The rock world, to the majority, have always been in there with specific people. I think it was Keith Richards of Rolling Stone said he's not ready yet to meet his old pal Lucifer. And so what's happening, Dave, is a natural people who, to a large degree in the United States, from being Christian and at least religious and honoring morality, have now switched and gone into the dark arts. There are people that have been, if you will, giving up on the living God and salvation through Jesus. Now they're entertaining all forms of occultism. And so, you know, the Bible makes it clear that friendship with the world is enmity with God. But what I've done in Empire Beneath the Ice, and for the record, I have never written a book that has taken off like that one worldwide. I did anticipate this coming, but I was almost astounded to see that many of the chapters of my book are the headlines of today. For instance, the Ananerby. Did you see the article where in Russia a couple of suitcases showed up with the Ananerby? And that just means the ancient ancestral heritage. These are Hitler's people that went all over the world looking for religious artifacts, looking for alien, meaning outer space, and looking for every form of supernatural weapon system that they believed existed. So what's the chances, Dave, that just in the last week the Russians released the information of two suitcases releasing with alien skulls, Nazi memorabilia, and it fits perfectly into the Ananerby's chronicles of what they were looking for. For instance, they spent massive amounts of time in the Himalayas, Hitler even bringing in excess of 300, if you will, Himalayan Sherpas and others to Germany. He believed that they possessed the third eye. Now, if anybody's familiar with rock and roll, and by the way, I don't listen to it. I just watch the expressions of it, whether it's at the Super Bowl, all the Illuminists making their triangle, etc. The thing that's important is really becoming critical is that while most people just want to basically make a living, pay their bills, and get on with life, they're now being confronted by a supernatural evil that for a certain time was bound by the love of a living God. And now because America especially has said, we don't want anything to do with God, and to quote the entity in the White House, America is no longer a Christian nation. I can tell you this, that whether people believe or not, one of my sources, a former Navy SEAL, made the statement. He said, Steve, I've trained, and I know him personally, so this isn't a friend of a friend, I've trained some of the most powerful people in the world's bodyguards and contingencies. He said, every single one of them, to a man, to a king, to an emperor, to an emir, to everybody who you're reading about their names in the newspaper, always have, Dave, in the middle position on a top bookcase right behind where they're seated, whether it's on a throne, a desk, or an executive chair, a copy of Mein Kampf. Now, that was astonishing to me in the fact that, again, you've got a book that has been relatively obscure. Now you tie that in with the National Geographic, I'm sorry, not the National Geographic, the History Channel's Hunt for Hitler. That's probably one of the most expensive documentaries ever undertaken. And guess what? Hitler didn't die in the bunker. Eisenhower said there was no evidence. Stalin said that, quote, that bastard got away. We've got the FBI files saying Hitler was tracked, first of all, from Berlin to Spain, from Spain to the Canary Islands, and then from the Canary Islands to Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia. You know, it's fascinating because Dr. Mengele also was never captured, and he's infamous in certain towns in Brazil for having produced hundreds, and I'm saying it, hundreds of sets of twins in towns with as few as 7,000 people. So the hunt for Hitler is on, but I think what people have to understand is this, and I make this claim, and I've been challenged on it by the typical, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, people. The Nazis won World War II because of Operation Paperclip, but there were about eight other operations where they would bring Nazi scientists, Nazi intelligence agents. Now, this is after the official close of 1945, the war, the Nuremberg trials. But the majority of German industrialists, bankers, scientists, and intelligence agents were all brought into the United States and given new identities and taken into, for instance, the aerospace industry. The aerospace industry, when you're dealing with Bell, when you're dealing with some of the biggest defense contractors nowadays, guess who ruled and ran them? Nazis. It was from Bell Aerospace. Obviously, Dr. Wernher von Braun was the head of NASA. And what we were dealing with is there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that has been is coming new. So when you're talking about the brutality, when you're talking about the perverted wickedness of entities' appetites for blood, and we are seeing now ISIS, you're seeing the ties that you've detailed and I've spoken about, and that others are saying, look at the ISIS control leads to Pennsylvania Avenue. When you see the absolute dishevelment coming into the financial sector, when you see the black budget expenditures are not only secret, but when you hear defense secretaries making the same, the statements, they can't account for trillions of dollars in loss. All that money goes into the secret black budget. So, Dave, the underground society that has existed, and I'm not talking underground just from a standpoint of being a catch-all phrase, the underground economy that's literally hidden out in the bowels of the earth. Isn't it fascinating? People deny that, yet they read every day on any of the major Matt Drudge, and I'm not on the same category as him, but all of the billionaires are headed to their bunkers. And the two things they want more than ever anything is they want control and eternal life. So I believe what you're seeing in all of the life extension and everything going on with, first of all, eugenics to get rid of the undesirables, and then you're seeing life extension going on, but guess what? It's only for the 1%, because vaccinations and chemtrails and everything happening to the water of the planet, the sea life dying, it's all going to result in a famine that is going to rob the average person of their life. So there's never been a time like this. It's not that we're approaching the end times, we're in the middle of the end times as they play out. You know, people can argue if they want, but they better quit arguing, work harder at getting their families prepared.
Well, Steve, they absolutely need to, because we are seeing things that I never thought we'd see this soon. I wrote an article this morning, as you know, on the real ID card, and now they want to require everyone to travel to carry a real ID card, not just airplanes, but in your own automobile. That's halfway home to the mark of the beast. So all this
stuff absolutely, you know, and I want to make a distinction, Dave, too. There's the technology of the beast that's already there, okay? Exactly. It remains for the beast to arise. And now one of the things that people have got to understand is that, and I've talked to a lot of people, as you have, sources in the background, guys that come clean because they're ready to die and they want to clear their conscience, et cetera, et cetera. People that they wouldn't even in the past acknowledge what they did. But when you had the Pope putting out his public service announcement that everybody serves the same God, that is totally contrary to the Scripture. Exactly. So the day is that Christians today, this day, and we're the 14th of January, for everybody listening in, the 14th of January, we've just had probably the most profound prophetic announcements, plural.
Let's hold that right there, Steve.
Okay.
Big cliffhanger. We're going to go into break. We come out. We'll start with those profound announcements. Stay tuned, everybody. Back with Steve Quayle in 2 and 2.
For this week's Ranger Gear Review, we are literally giving away folding credit card knives for one penny each. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and to take advantage of this offer, just go to freefoldingknife.com. That's freefoldingknife.com, and you'll get this folding credit card knife for just one penny. This isn't some gimmick. This is a real emergency use folding credit card knife with a steel blade, very, very sharp, 65 millimeters in length on the blade, but it folds down like origami to the shape and size of a credit card. This makes it incredibly easy to carry in a pocket or a purse or the glove box of your car and have it ready for emergency use. Normally these are sold for anywhere from $5 to $10, but right now at freefoldingknife.com you can get one of these origami style folding credit card knives for just a penny. Limit one per order, please. So take advantage of it right now at freefoldingknife.com.
Get your pencil ready, because I'm going to give you a very important phone number in just a moment. Folks, you're going to hear probably at some time before we conclude this interview with Steve Quayle that the economy is ready to tank. And you hear it here so many times during the week. You've heard it before, $19 trillion deficit still going out of sight, $1.5 quadrillion credit swap derivatives debt with an annual interest rate of over $500 trillion. It's only a matter of time. Get your money out of the bank, but you can't just show up at the teller's window and withdraw your cash. You'll go to prison. So what you need to do is convert a good portion of your cash into precious metals. And you're hearing our guest here, Steve Quayle. He owns a company called Renaissance Precious Metals, and he says if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And that is so true. And Steve is one of the most respected dealers in the country. Dave Hodges is a very happy and satisfied customer. Here's the phone number to call Steve at tomorrow. Can't call him now because he's on the air with us. Call Steve at 406-586-4842. Again, convert your losing cash to winning precious metals. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. Okay, Steve, we were coming to a culmination point here as we went into that hard break, so let me have you pick it up right there.
Well, thank you, Dave, and they can call my phone number right now because I have my son Tyler there and Daryl, 406-586-4842. I'm at a different location. And I think what's critical is that, you know, I said before I went to the break that two of the most prophetic events, two of the most profound events, two of the most prescient events have now taken place and are taking place before our eyes. When the Pope said that all roads lead to Rome, have you personally seen that little video where he basically has a Buddhist on and has everybody and they say, we believe in God? Jesus said, all whoever came before him were thieves and robbers. No man comes unto the Father, God the Father, except through Jesus Christ. You can already see, ladies and gentlemen, the preparatory steps being made to make war on the saints. Christians will be vilified, and that's happening now. They'll then be nullified. It's them. It's the Christians that keep us from coming into world unity, world peace, and then destroyed. The book of Daniel talks about this time. But what's fascinating to me, Dave, there's the feedback I'm getting from my book, and I'm saying this, I could not have thought this through or brought this to be if God, in his mercy and in his concern for warning his people, had not issued the warning and had not given me what he gave me. years ago, and I think I've said this on your show, but I want to remind everybody, when the Lord said, I've appointed you a watchman, there's two types of watchmen, those that God appoints, and for the people that challenge that role, I'd say go to my website, stevequayle.com, and look at some of the 20-year-old prophecies that are now coming to pass that God gave me. I'm not a prophet, I'm a watchman. What a watchman does is he sees evil coming from afar off and sounds the alarm. Well, again, there's the sentry that the people approach, but then there's the ones that God approaches and he appoints. So when the Lord said that, I said, Lord, I don't know all this stuff. How am I going to know? He said, if you'll be faithful to warn my people, I'll bring the people that know. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know it all, but the God of faithfulness, the God of eternity, and the God who loves all men, wishing that none should perish, has provided me with some of the most amazing contacts. It's just like stuff you write about, Dave. When people see that you're telling the truth, when people out there who live in this world of black ops, black magic, black operations, Murder, Inc., we have come to the point now where the sole purpose in all what we're warning is to prepare, prepare, prepare. But you know what, Dave? Because it's strong delusion has taken over the land. You know what? All of the charts, all of the graphs, all of the death figures, they've basically fallen on deaf ears to a large extent. I don't know what percentage of the people that you believe listen to you get it and are taking action. I'd just be curious.
You know, I really have no way of measuring that. I know it's right. A higher percentage than the general population, but Steve, there's a lot of couch sitters that pay attention but don't do anything.
Right. So what does the scripture say? Faith without works is dead. You know, it's interesting that we're seeing now the most important events taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if it gets any plainer than that. Dave just started at the beginning of the show, the mark of the beast. I'm talking to you about a one world religion. I'm talking to you about banks failing, and when the banks fail collectively by the Luciferian control mechanism that controls it all behind the scenes, you'll have no choice. I'll have no choice but to basically stand with God and face the fact that the words of Jesus will come into meaning. Blessed are you when all men speak evil of you for my name's sake. And you know, the trouble is, Dave, it's always been the case. No word of God spoken by a man of God is ever received by the people of God at the time it's spoken. In other words, people say, give me a word, Lord, give me a word. Or my favorite is, how about this? You probably heard this too. Dave, tell me what you really know. I always get those emails, okay? Tell me what you really know. And my answer has always been the same and will always be the same. Not until you prove faithful with what you've already been given. Because you and I basically have got to be faithful and do what we do. But it's up to the people to respond. It's like I had a guy slam me, telling me I didn't understand Hitler. Well, all he could focus on was the Holocaust, etc. And I told him in an email, I said, you don't even have a clue of how old the Third Reich is and the belief system that drove it. Everybody's belief system will drive them to an action. Evil roots produce evil fruits. Good roots produce good fruits. So now we're at a point in time where people would rather fight with each other. You're seeing it, I'm seeing it, everybody's seeing it. People are fighting within the body, and they still don't have the balls, forgive the language, to take up their cross and to take up the power of God and to fight it. You know what it's like, Dave. You've told me. You know what it's like when they destroy your computer systems, when they destroy your links, when they take down links off your website. That's happened to me 3 times in the last 24 hours. When they make it impossible for me to log on. And by the way, I'm on another computer now just because of it's just another nightmare. And I say to the Lord, I say, Lord, how long? And the reason we continue to do what we do is because God isn't finished with his warnings. But people have got to understand the day of common sense. Dave Hodges' show, my show, other talk radio show hosts, it's coming to an end. And I talked to Bob Griswold the other day, too, and I said, Bob, how many people are even looking at food? And he said, not many. I said, isn't it interesting? The most dangerous time in the history of the prep movement is here. and people are largely still trying to rationalize in their own mind, well, things will get better. This person or that person will come on the scene. It doesn't matter. A person outside of the living God or the degree that God has given the evil one control over the wind, the weather, the waves. I thought it was fascinating that people don't get it. We're seeing a famine. We're seeing the entire Pacific ecosystem destroyed. We're seeing plutonium and cesium-137 pooling on the west coast of the United States, up into the Gulf of Alaska, down into South America. And people, every single mainstream media mouthpiece, accessory to mass murder, there's a bunch of M's, are absolutely staying silent because they're owned and orchestrated by the same evil mouth. And Dave, again, people don't understand. They don't get when the ecosystem collapses, everything follows suit. The whales beaching themselves, the porpoises, the mutagenic nature that's happening to fish, starfish, the plankton and krill are disappearing, the tuna have open ulcers, the salmon is absolutely almost non-existent, and yet we don't hear a word from the vomit brokers on MSM, and everybody's concerned with idiotic political positioning. And that's all it is, as basically Nero gets set to burn Rome, and I believe he's in the White House, and basically blame it on who is going to be blamed, white Christian constitutional gun owners. And I don't know, Dave, how to make it clear, but guess what? You did a great article when you showed gun confiscation always precedes mass genocide. Deal with that. I mean, let's remind everybody, there's no good outcome to gun confiscation except slaughter. Is that an accurate statement?
That's right on the money, Steve.
So as you and I go to the broadcast microphone, or in our case, my case, telephone, you know, we're presented with a paradox, okay? If given, and I can only speak, you know, how long have you been on talk radio?
I'm going on my ninth year.
Okay. So, and I'm only saying this for perspective. I've been on for 25 years, okay, talking about weather modification. They laugh, they mock, they scorn. Talking about chemtrails, geoengineering. They mock, they laugh, they scorn. Talking about genetic alteration, singularity, human hybrid composites, chimeras. They laughed about that. Excuse me. I got to clear my throat. Everything. They scoff at everyone. Yet, Dave, the people that have listened to you and listened to I would like to know, when I have to give account for everything I've said, both my idle words and my focus words, hopefully anointed words, more will come up and less idle words. The problem is that we're going to give an account. But I can't make anybody, nor can you, see the lateness of the hour. I cannot.
Well, Steve, a lot of it's cognitive dissonance. You know, a lot of it, people don't want to know. They go into their cocoon. They suffer from learned helplessness, cognitive dissonance, and they listen, they hear, but they don't really hear.
No, they don't. And see, here's the thing. You will see this happen. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Lutheran Church at the beginning basically gave Hitler his authority. There was no challenge to him. And even, this is funny, Dave, I don't know if you know this, I love this, it's on page 359 of my book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. By the way, people challenged me on that title, just as a kind of cool aside, and I said, you're right, they did win. Because they saw who set up the Third Reich, the banking houses. They saw that the statement is when you are backing both sides in a war, it doesn't matter who wins because both sides are paying you to bomb and kill each other. But basically,
exactly.
Pope Pius XII tried to perform an exorcism on a Nazi
leader, and also
on Stalin, and said he couldn't
Steve,
do
I'm
it.
Sorry to interrupt, but let's finish that thought on either side, okay? We'll be right back, everybody.
Hackers and government agencies can scan your RFID personal identity details through the air invisibly using an RFID scanner that reads the chips that are increasingly on driver's licenses, passports, and credit cards. Merely by walking near an RFID scanner, which may be hidden, by the way, you can have your personal identity details stolen without your knowledge or consent. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I launched Ranger Gear to be able to offer solutions for problems just like this. We came up with RFID blocking sleeves that interfere with RFID scanning attempts and block them so that no one can steal information off your credit cards, driver's licenses, or passports. You just slip any credit card or passport into one of these sleeves, and it immediately blocks the RFID scanning. It can't get through it. It's like a bulletproof vest against RFID signals. These RFID blocking sleeves are infinitely reusable, they're durable, they're portable, lightweight, almost weigh nothing, and you have to use them now when you travel to protect your identity and your personal security as well. We've got them on sale now, a pack of 10 credit card sleeves and 2 passport protectors. All of them block RFID 100%. They're available now 10% off by using discount code DAVE at rangergear.com. Again, just use coupon code DAVE at rangergear.com and you'll save 10% off this RFID blocking sleeve pack, which contains 10 credit card sleeves and 2 passport protectors. I really can't emphasize this enough. Anywhere that you travel right now, if you have these RFID chips embedded in your cards or passports, you are being scanned and tracked without your knowledge. But you can block that using these RFID blocking sleeves right now. Rangergear.com. Use discount code DAVE to save 10% today.
Well, folks, I want to just remind you, our special guest here today is Steve Quayle of Renaissance Precious Metals. His website is stevequayle.com, and he has the best and precious metals offerings, and I am a happy customer. Please, 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 when the crash comes, don't get caught with your money in the bank. You will never see it. You know, we've had guests on this show to tell you what the pecking order is for getting your money out. The average person won't see a dime. So tomorrow, or actually right now, because Steve has Daryl and his son there working, you can call 406-586-4842. Take advantage of his great offers. And I can tell you from experience, there's no pressure. Steve will work with your budget. He'll tell you if he can help you or not help you. Also, I want to talk to you about my friend Bob Griswold at ReadyMadeResources.com. And you know, when societal breakdown comes, and if it does come, and a lot of people think it's coming, you know, initially you got to worry about violence in urban areas, you know, with high population densities. But as we spread out a little bit, we get a few months beyond the initial crash, the major cause of death, a lot of people think, is going to be cholera from drinking bad water. And Bob has a special going on right now at ReadyMadeResources.com, where he is offering Berkey water filters at a great price. You need to go up and take a look at this. And you don't want one. You need 2 or 3 in case you have one that over time, if you need this for a long time, you want a backup. And if your family has to split up for a temporary amount of time, you each want to have a water filter. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com and then give Bob a call at 1-800-627-3809. We're talking with Steve Quayle, who's written just a great book called Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. And Steve, you know, being the son of a man who worked with some of these displaced refugee, in quotes, Nazis who were brought to this country in the early 1960s when my father got his teeth into this project, I'm glad he's not alive to see this, because he didn't trust them. He knew that the Nazi philosophy had survived. He told me in 1985, the year of his death, he wouldn't have been surprised if Hitler hadn't survived. And he was right on the money, as it turns out.
Well, he is. And what people need to understand is why this is critical. Dr. Mengele was never found. And one of the things the United States did, and they covered for him when you see the FBI report, but they covered for him, he was an expert in twinning in the 1947 time period. Into the 50s and later 50s, he had perfected cloning. Now, a lot of people won't believe that, Dave, and I'm sorry for them, but the thing that's interesting is that I proposed a question. I deal with this in my book, Mengele and all their experiments and stuff, but I propose this. What happens if everybody you think is XYZ, but they've been cloned? Well, and I used to call them the replacements. But in my book, here's what people say. I don't believe the Nazis won World War II. Empire Beneath the Ice. There are massive amounts of other authors writing about Hitler, writing about the UFOs, the zero-point energy, etc. Nick Cook and others, he did a marvelous job. But I think I'm the one that's tied it together. For instance, Chapter 1, Operation High Jump. I'm just going to give people an overview of this book. And ladies and gentlemen, again, I've never seen a book that I've written sell like this. It's in demand. Do you know who wants this book more than anybody? Europeans. You know why? Because you just made the statement that they're seeing the same things that were present prior to World War II now. So Operation High Jump is the official title for the flotilla of U.S. Navy vessels that went in the Antarctic, supposedly under a coal, you're going to love this, coal, C-O-A-L, exploration project. But they were in search for the secret Nazi bases. Most people don't even understand in 1947 the flying sophistication of Nazi flying machines are what Admiral Byrd warned the country about, that flying machines that could go from pole to pole, meaning North Pole to South Pole in a matter of minutes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, someone wanted to shut him up, and James Forrestal, who was actually the first Secretary of Defense, was murdered because he wanted to tell the American people. 1947, we get our butts kicked. We have aircraft carriers. We have everything down there, a single one, 13 ships, and it lasted for just a little over 8 months. We came back to the United States with our tail between our legs. That's something you don't hear in regular, and by the way, it's all documented in my book. The U.S. defeat, I document that in 12 pages. Stalin's nightmare. Stalin spent more time, effort, and money trying to find, track down Hitler, and at that, in those days, the equivalent of the forerunner to the KGB was basically spending vast amounts of time, resources, all over South America trying to find Hitler. New Schwabenland is fascinating. New Schwabenland was the area underneath the Antarctic ice cap in which the people, not only Hitler, but the early Antarctic explorers as well as the polar explorers talk, as they got closer to what would be, we would define as the North Pole. The fascinating thing is they saw birds heading north, not south, and the temperatures increased dramatically. That's on the New Schwabenland. And by the way, Dave, the Nazis had U-boats that no one will talk about, the size of aircraft carriers. Not the ones you see, not the one you see in Das Boot, you know, not the ones that look like they came out of, you know, something that Edward Scissorhand put together, but fascinating. Nazi UFOs, I put, and this is chapter 5 in my book, you can't dismiss it. They have blueprints of the Hanubel. They have absolutely advanced flying aircraft. Some of their German scientists had already figured in the late 20s how to overcome gravity with electrogravitics. That's something Astandeo talks about. Operation Paperclip, that's exactly what I was just kind of glossing over, and it's really tough to do this in an hour, but where all the Nazi scientists and all of the Nazi industrials and bankers and everybody and the pharmaceutical industry, no offense, but the pharmaceutical industry is absolutely steeped in IG Farben's background. They broke it up after World War II, but they never broke up the control of the great-grandchildren of some of the world's most nefarious characters. Reverse engineering. The Nazis, I've been told by four-star generals that when you see the movie Hellboy, I'm not recommending it to you, but I think you go on YouTube and watch the opening sequence, that the Nazis had pretty well overcome what we would call stargates or portals. The confusing of the masses. Always keep the masses in confusion in order to bring about their demise. The hollow earth. People say, I don't believe that. Well, I got news for you. Jesus even said men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of those things coming up on, U-P-O-N, the earth, inside the earth. People say, you can't possibly believe that. Wait until you see the research to back it up. Nazi stargates. CERN. What does CERN have to do with anything? it is absolutely critical to understand that that is the total offshoot of Nazi engineering and reverse engineering. In this, I talk about the light and crystals. Most people don't understand that you can't have lasers without crystals, and you can't have masers, which is microwave amplification stimulated emission of radiation. That's a mouthful. Without it, thought projection. Most people don't get why the president uses a teleprompter. Well, in chapter 16, I go through that. It's probably some of the most amazing stuff I've found. Did you know the ancients knew how to store sights and sounds in crystals? People don't get it. In Sardinia, it was fascinating. Tim Alberino, the director of the True Legend series, which we're working on the second one right now, when he went to Sardinia to get the film for our documentary that's coming out, what's fascinating is they in Sardinia talk about the stones being able to hear sounds and remember sounds. People want to know what I'm talking about, you can Google DROPA, D-R-O-P-A. Thought projection. Now, the chapter 17 is probably what I, believe is one of the most critical chapters in the entire book. Everything's critical, but this has to be, again, if you understand Hitler's occult secrets, you would swear that that is the playbook. You wouldn't swear, but you would identify immediately that that is a playbook that's being totally incorporated and released by the Illuminati. They have to warn people what they're going to do. But you know what, Dave? Whether they warn through TV, whether they warn through music, MTV videos, halftime shows, the point that most people can't grasp is that their noses, okay, our noses of ignorance are being rubbed or ground into the dirt of what they intend to do and what they're doing. You and I warned, you for 9 years, me for 25 years, that the day would come, the day would come, the day would come. The day is here. The day is here. The day is here. That's not a secret code, but I'm just saying, just as the day will come, the day is now arrived. Then I go into Wagner, Darwin, Nietzsche, and Hitler, and the Ubermensch, the supermen. If you look at television, all of the superheroes now, that's being held out as the promise of eternal life, eternal godhood, and eternal superpowers, where all men shall be as God. Guess what? Something tells me, knowing human nature, there's going to be some of those that'll claim that at the expense of the others. The true anti-science. It's not real science. Hidden powers. And now the most important part is Hitler and the Beast. You know, I've read so much over the years about Hitler, even on his walk in Munich, where he literally said the Prince of Hell has entered him. So there's no doubt by his statement, and just because naturalists, agnostic or atheistic mankind doesn't believe in demons, doesn't believe in fallen angels, doesn't acknowledge demons, fallen angels, or the giants, they're soon to be, challenged in their ignorance. Dr. Mengele, when he'd sit at some of the death camps, would literally look for two things you'll find as fascinating. He would look for dwarfs and giants. He was so genetically supercharged and given an intellect by other entities that he was working on the establishment of not only a race of giants, at the Aryan super warriors, but also of the little people. He sent his Ananerby, and the SS, okay? The SS.
Steve, before we go down that road, let's hold it right there. We're going to go into break.
Okay.
That's a good break point. But it's fascinating how he took it in two different directions. And we'll pick that up as soon as we come back after a word from our sponsors. And then Steve will tell you how you can get a copy of his book. We'll see you in 2 and 2.
For this week's Ranger Gear Review, we are literally giving away folding credit card knives for one penny each. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and to take advantage of this offer, just go to freefoldingknife.com. That's freefoldingknife.com, and you'll get this folding credit card knife for just one penny. This isn't some gimmick. This is a real emergency use folding credit card knife with a steel blade, very, very sharp, 65 millimeters in length on the blade, but it folds down like origami to the shape and size of a credit card. This makes it incredibly easy to carry in a pocket or a purse or the glove box of your car and have it ready for emergency use. Normally these are sold for anywhere from $5 to $10, but right now at freefoldingknife.com, you can get one of these origami style folding credit card knives for just a penny. Limit one per order, please. So take advantage of it right now at freefoldingknife.com.
That free folding knife, doesn't that sound fun? Yeah, pick yours up. You're not going to beat the price, and it's a lot of fun to play with. Mike Adams sent me a little gift package over the holidays and included it, and my son and I sat around and played for that thing for probably about an hour. Too much time on our hands, right? But it's still a lot of fun. So pick that up from Mike Adams. And thanks to Mike Adams for being a sponsor on our show, as well as Steve Quayle, our present guest. And you can get a hold of Steve's people right now to talk to them about precious metals and how it's a good replacement and supplement for your cash. It's soon going to be worthless. Call Steve at 406-586-4842. And again, thanks to Bob Griswold for sponsoring this show, readymaderesources.com. And you can give Bob a call at 1-800-627-3809. And for people listening, we're going to have this up on the archives this evening. And you'll see it on stevequayle.com tomorrow, as well as thecommonsenseshow.com. And we're going to distribute this interview with Steve far and wide. And please feel free to copy it and distribute as you see fit. And pick up a copy of Steve's book. Steve, on that topic, tell people how they can get a copy of that great book.
Well, first of all, I publish my own books and make it available on stevequayle.com. Go up on the top bar, Steve, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. We ship really fast, except Dave, I can't ship to prisons. I've tried over 100 times and they keep sending the books back. But I am shipping all over the world, so this broadcast will be picked up all over the world. I do not sell an electronic format or anything like Kindle, because at some point, you get EMP, your book's work will disappear. That's why I don't sell them. So they can call us at 406-586-4842. The easiest way to order the book is just go online, go to my book section, stevequayle.com. Like I say, it's fascinating. They buy, like, some of my books for 30 and 40 bucks. They go on Amazon, and some of the ones that are difficult to come by are $300 and $400. Don't do that. And ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, based on the feedback that I have gotten, someone said, you have spelled it out, I get it. I was talking about SS. So, you know, the SS, they always had another name for it, and basically the SS stood for Schwarzensonne, which is black sun. I apologize to my German listening audience. I'm not good at pronouncing German, but the black sun was the sun in the Middle Earth. And isn't it fascinating that even Tolkien and others always referred to the inner earth or Middle Earth? I'm telling you, Dave, what's fascinating to me is all of the guys like Richard Sauter that talk about underground bases, tunnels, etc. I've even had a call in the last couple weeks of a guy that was a trucker and is a trucker and talks about the highway system that exists under the United States. It was built, by the way, with Nazi technology. That's 100 yards wide, multiple lanes going both ways, and elevators that take the entire 18-wheelers down to different levels. The truck drivers are never allowed to get out of their trucks. The fumes are exhausted by giant fans. They have a red light, green light, caution light system. And they said, imagine a multi-train line going at different levels at different times. They pull in, the truckers pull in, they unload their freight trailer, mm-hmm. And then they go. They do not get paid in the United States. They get paid out of the country 3 times a year. Absolutely no record of it exists. So what these guys are claiming is that every shortage that is going to be seen, whether it's medical supplies, food, etc., is all going into those deep under, and this thing crisscrosses the country. It's not the simple maglev trains that have been in existence for literally 50 years, magnetic levitation. Guess what? That technology came from the Nazis, too. But one of the most astonishing references I can say to everybody, they have to have this, because the technology of the fallen ones, I'm talking about fallen angels who are controlling the world from behind the scenes, Hitler, Himmler, all of the hierarchy, Rudolf Hess, every single person that was basically Goering was sought out, knew about the occult and knew about the aliens. When I use the word aliens, I'm using interdimensional now in the way I define them. You cannot even, this is the most, let me say this, I've researched a lot of stuff, there's mind-blowing stuff. This is a complete brain-blowing rearrangement. I don't know, 400, 500 footnotes and 520 pages. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I think based on the feedback I've gotten and the amount of books that have been sent into people's hands, they're saying this is the most complete manifestation, blueprint, if you will, layout outline of how the United States is going to play out. And guess what? The Nazis that we brought into this country control it. They control the finances. They control the media. They control the technology. They control it all.
Well, Steve, you know who set up DHS?
Yep.
Yeah.
I actually was one of the first guys that told people about that. People wouldn't believe it.
He was Stasi. You know,
yes,
Nazi descendant, and we paid him $5 million to set up Homeland Security. No wonder we got heinous practices like we see with the TSA.
Well, yeah, and we also brought in Yevgeny Primakov. I actually, years ago, knew an agent, a three-letter agent that was his partner years ago during the Cold War years in Moscow. By the way, the guy spent 3 years in Lubyanka and was traded back to the United States in a spy swap. But the gist of it is, I put up, and people want to Google this one themselves or do whatever search engine, probably something other than Google. I'm sorry, I just use that as a fallback, but I'm saying use Start Page or something. The idea that Angela Merkel was involved in the Stasi in a major way, and it, when you understand, and because we only got a few minutes left, ladies and gentlemen, the immigrants are invasionists. This is the direct fulfillment of Albert Pike's vision or statement on Third World War. People can argue, well, Albert Pike didn't really write that. Guess what? The entire basis of the Nazi occult supernatural religious belief system is spin-offs from Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati, and Masonry. So here's the thing. The tree, such a simple statement, the tree is known by the fruit it bears. You can ask yourself this. When did things change from the Middle Eastern Hamas, Hezbollah being enemies to now you, the American people, are the enemies? And if you saw it, the chief of staff of the White House said yesterday, Obama's going to take audacious, however you want to pronounce it, actions in his last year of the presidency. I believe that will end up in a scorched earth policy. And Dave, the bottom line is, everybody who claims to be a Christian must repent, must seek God at this point, must get specific direction. My inbox fills up with hundreds of emails a day, and I can't answer everybody's questions. I don't know if you found that, but I've run out of time, you know?
Yeah,
I will say this. If anybody has $1,000 or less, don't buy precious metals. Buy food. We're already seeing massive amounts of stories coming up. For instance, Canada, the Canadian dollar is being devalued, and guess what? Food costs more. Food will be available, but the average person won't be able to afford it. So, you know, again, repent. Get right with Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, or Jesus, if you're real, If you are truly the Son of God, reveal yourself to me. I have yet, and I'm talking about honest people, not dishonest people. You know, one guy said, well, I did it when it was LSD and nothing happened. I said, that's because you're already in the devil's court. Quit dropping acid and start dropping to your knees. And that's a real story. I've also, what I call smart aleck people. They challenge God. They're not sincere. Believe me, God knows how to separate a disingenuous heart from a genuine heart that
doesn't
know.
Steve, I want to squeeze in this question, and it may be totally unrelated, but as we know, the Russians are engaged in an increasing military presence in the North Pole. Is this related to some of what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Russia is, and I'm going to say this, they have the most brilliant advances in high-energy physics that the West can't even imagine. The Russians are controlling the Arctic, and Dave, for the first time in, I think, almost 30 years, one of the satellites is showing the opening in the North Pole, or in the Arctic again. And isn't it fascinating that the Russians have chosen the Arctic to set up probably one of the most sophisticated rings of bases and the highest the most advanced weapon systems that Russia possesses are now in the Arctic. They're not playing games. They know what's up there. And somebody says, oh, it's just the natural oil and gas. Look at the price of gas and oil, where they've gone. They know that they know that they know what's really up there. And the hollow, I posted a story yesterday on the Antarctic. Did you see that? The biggest canyon in the world, 631 miles long? Guess what? That's not beyond submarine reach. And so, again, I challenge people, look at the footnotes I have, Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II. Even if you don't believe it, see the case that's made, because most people, unfortunately, Dave, they will not prepare, but the majority of people will mock those who do. This thing will happen so fast, even the X-Files is going to deal with this stuff. And you know what Chris Carter, the producer of the X-Files, stated? He's getting all his new material off of alternate radio and TV. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
What's interesting?
Steve, is also interesting, as I mentioned this earlier in the week, this website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and Alex Jones were featured on Anderson Cooper. They're increasingly, at all levels, turning to what we're saying, what we're writing, and what we're broadcasting, because they're realizing their listening audience wants the truth, and they're going to come to us if they don't cover it.
Well, and then again, as truth is sought in the alternate media, we'll call it the inverse truth movement, they will vilify. You'll know that you know. All the people that have mocked all of us in the alternate media are either going to eat crow or they're going to be eating MREs because they're, you know, being orchestrated out of Northcom. But it's fascinating to me that some of the international papers will quote us in the alt media, but the majority up until just recently won't touch us with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, that's just tremendous. Well, Steve, again, I want to give out the name of your book here and how to get it. It's called Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II, written by our present guest, Steve Quayle. It's a must-read, and I would encourage you to go to stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, and place your order, folks, because after you read this, you're going to see why I have the advertisers and sponsors that I do. I'm trying to help people get ready, and I've employed people who know how to do that. Steve, you're always a delightful guest, and we look forward to having you on again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Good night, everyone. Good afternoon. God bless you. And seek the living God while he may be found, because I'm telling you, Dave, the night comes when none of us will be able to work. Bye-bye, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Always a blessing to have Steve Quayle on the air. I want to remind everybody, we have Bob Griswold, a very good friend of mine. You hear his products advertised here on this show from readymaderesources.com. And this man has done amazing things, and I think in many, many ways he's the king of preparation. He knows more about black ops, about how to get out of tough situations, and he's going to bring his expertise to the airwaves tomorrow as he appears here on the Common Sense Show. And I'm going to say this, at a time, an undisclosed time of our choosing, we're going to re-air the Ann and Bundy interview. But we're not going to announce it because we don't want to get taken down again. Anyway, folks, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us today. Go out and have a great day. God bless.